Welcome to YE family. My name is Stephanie. I'm the program assistant for second year experience. Thank you for joining us today. Today we have a different type of podcast. It's going to be part of a different series that we're starting this year and this quarter called End of the Week Plática. So end of the week talk, essentially, where the folks that are joining us today get to reflect and give their insight on whatever topic that we're going to be having for the end of the week plática. There'll be three of those this quarter. So the first one and the one for today is on wellness and self-care. Super important things that we all need to consider and embed in our daily lives. But sometimes I can get lost, especially with having such a busy schedule. So what better than to have two guest speakers who happen to be two current second year experience mentors that are going to be sharing about their experiences on wellness and self-care and how that looks for them. But without further ado, we have Ivy and He. Thank you for joining us. Just so we can get a little bit of an insight on who you are and so that our audience can know who you are, could you please give your year, your major, college, hometown, you know, just a little bit of a background info, and maybe your favorite dish. It can be homemade, it can be store-bought, whatever it is your favorite dish to you, please share. And whoever wants to go first, thank you for joining me.
I can go first. So hi everyone, my name is Ivy. I'm a third year microbiome major and my college is Thurgood Marshall. My hometown is Arcadia, California, which is somewhere near LA if you guys know where that is. And for me, my favorite dish would have to be anything that has to do with either like noodles or soup or noodles and soup together. So any sort of ramen or pho or like even shabu shabu, I love that.
Oh my gosh, I want some ramen now. Which one's your favorite? Is it the vegetarian, the spicy?
Honestly, I am a spicy loving person. Like I love spicy ramen. So anytime you get ramen, it must be spicy.
Same, me too. I have a Tapatio bottle in my office and little Tapatio packets in my purse because I love Tapatio. But I know there's different kinds of spiciness out there. But thank you, Ivy.
Hi, hello. My name is He. I am a third year human bio major in Middle College, and my hometown is Pomona, California. It's like right in the middle between Riverside and LA. And my favorite dish would have to be anything that has to do with seafood. I grew up and my mom just fed me a lot of seafood and I just fell in love with it. And yeah.
Nice. Thank you, He. Seafood, I like it, but I like it fried. So is it really seafood? Like fried shrimp, fried, whatever it is fried, even sushi, I like it fried. So am I a real seafood lover? Who knows? I know. But thank you, though. My favorite dish, I think it would have to be sandwiches. I mean, it's not a dish, but it's a type of food. But I love sandwiches. Any kind of sandwich, I'm down. Except ham. I don't eat ham. But turkey, chicken, it has different cheeses on it. Yeah, I love it. But thank you, though. But to dive into the topic that we're going to be talking about, which is wellness and self-care, let's get started with what wellness is. And wellness is the act of practicing healthy habits on a daily basis to attain better physical and mental health outcomes. So when we think about wellness and self-care, self-care is embedded in that. And self-care is a process of taking care of oneself with behaviors that promote health and active management of illness when it occurs. Both types of self-care are needed. Self-care can look very different to a lot of people, right? And again, how I had stated in the beginning of the Plática podcast, self-care is crucial to just kind of go on with our day, to have a healthy lifestyle, to be happy or just be content with where we're at. But I do want to ask you both, Ivy and He, what does self-care look like to you, or what does that mean to you, essentially, just with the basics so that students can get an idea of what it means to you?
For me, I would say that self-care is just taking care of myself in a way that's feasible and in a way that I will enjoy. I think for me, like just making sure that I can take care of myself in a way that, you know, makes sense and that's reasonable. For example, like organizing my schedule out in a way that I can achieve, and also like doing the things that I love. Yeah, so that's what self-care means to me. How about you, He?
Yeah, to add on, it have to be, or for me, it have to be just doing things that I know I need to, that it needs to be done. And along with it, having that chill break time to relax, to detox myself from those things I force myself to do. And just food, a lot of food. that'll also break, give me a good break.
Nice, thank you. And now that you gave kind of a generic explanation on what self-care is, how has that been this week? Have you prioritized self-care? You both are mentors, you're students, you have family, you have friends, you need to sleep, eat. Self-care can look very different again. So how has that been for you this week? If you kind of just give yourself a second or two to reflect back.
I think this week it's been pretty good. I try to set myself each week to have a certain schedule during like the week. And then on the weekends, I tend to give myself a break from a strict regimen. And so this week I've contacted all like my friends or all the club org members I needed to, and at the same time doing all the work I have to do. And then giving myself the time at night to just take a break from all of that. And just enjoy my favorite show at the moment, which is Squid Games. And and yeah, just I've been on top of it so far, but hopefully it doesn't get too bad by the time like midterms part two hit.
Exactly. Yeah. And those are all things that make you content, right? Make you happy. Yeah. Just make you feel good.
Yeah, of course. I try not to force myself to do things that I don't find fun in.
Yeah.
Or something that I see myself enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, He. What about you, Ivy? How has it been for you so far?
Yeah, so like I think I'm kind of on the same page as He, where it's like I've been studying really hard since midterms are next week. And for me, like self-care revolves in every aspect of my life. So in academics, I really like to make sure, like I mentioned before, like do things that are feasible for me. So I like to create a very organized calendar of the things that I'm going to be doing for the day or for the week and what assignments are due. And for me, that's a very like academic form of self-care in which I'm taking care of myself and my mentality and you know, doing the things that I can actually do in a day and accomplishing it. And I think that by doing that for me personally, it makes me feel like I accomplished something. So instead of ending the day feeling like, oh, I didn't get what I was supposed to like do done, I feel, oh, I've accomplished what I wanted to do because I know that I could have done it. And then in terms of like self-care as in like throughout my daily life, for me, I've just been finding more time to do things by myself. I've always like really liked talking with other people and I'm always a pretty social person, but I think that especially now when I'm under a lot of stress, for me, just taking time to myself and watching shows or cooking or even like going out and shopping for different things is something that's very therapeutic for me. And it's kind of like my own personal sort of self-care.
Yeah. Again, things that kind of make you happy, right? At the end of the day. Earlier, I got the chance to browse like self-care and I came across some grids and charts and stuff like that. And again, how I had mentioned, self-care can look very different. Sometimes it means putting yourself first. I think that's essentially what self-care is, putting yourself first and thinking of you and what you need and what you want at a given time. It can be asking for help, taking a step back, forgiving yourself, you know, really taking the time to reflect on like where you are in life, what kind of things are happening within your relationships, in school. Sometimes grades might not be the best, but it's okay, you know. Saying no to people, saying no to whenever you feel like, hey, this or something may not be okay for you. Spending time alone, asking for what you need, setting boundaries, staying at home. Ivy, He, you both mentioned like watching a show. That could be, I think, whether when you're eating or if you're, you know, watching it in the background while you're doing homework or however that looks for you, like things that make you happy at the end of the day. So now that you've both kind of mentioned what you do and how it is for you, how do you always find that you have time to practice self-care and put yourself first? Or how does it get in the midst of UCSD's schedule and midterms and exams and workload?
For myself, sometimes it's a little bit hard to do self-care because mm-hmm. the way I take it, I like to, there are moments where I build up a lot of stress and it's just, I just hold it in. And then some, and the way I release it is that I just, really weird, but I just hold myself in my room. I just don't want to make a lot of, I don't want to just socially interact with anyone. Sounds really bad, but that's my way of just detoxing. And so I have to explain to certain people or like to some people that I just like, I'm sorry, like, I don't want to text you right now. Or I don't want to call you right now. Just, it's not because I don't like you. It's just, this is my way of just stepping back into like reality. Like, this is like the step I need to, just to get back into it. And so sometimes it's really hard, difficult to explain that, but I try my best to calmly explain it.
Yeah, no, and kudos to you for taking time for yourself and for having to explain it to other people, because some people might just be like, you know what, me time, my alone time, I'm not gonna respond to anything until I feel like I'm ready, which is okay as well. But you taking the time to actually try to explain to folks what's going on, you know, at a given time is also a sensitive subject. So you found yourself that people kind of like reach out to you or ask you, and then that's when you have to tell them like, hey, I need to take a step back. I really don't want to text today. I don't want to talk today. Is that how it usually goes?
Yes, because some people have like a daily conversation with, but then it's like when that goes missing for like a day or two, they just like to ask what's wrong or like if there's anything wrong. I'm like, no, it's nothing. It's just, you know, I just have to do what I have to do to get back into it.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think there's a meme going around where it's like, you know, like if we're always on our phone, right? I think everyone on earth has a phone by now, or a tablet or computer, something where we're connected with technology and with people, right? So there's this meme that says, or it's something that I saw on Instagram that basically says like, don't get offended if I don't reply to you. Like, even though I'm on my phone, it's different, and it's a different type of effort to have to reply to you or just kind of like check out your calendar, making schedules, making dates, all that jazz. Like, it takes energy. And sometimes you don't want to do that. And that's okay. Right?
Yeah.
What about you, Ivy?
For me, I'm actually, I think, very similar on the same wavelength as he, because like, I really appreciate him being really honest, because this kind of gives me a space to also be really honest.
Yeah.
For me, I'm also the type of person who kind of like, for me, my mantra in life is just to keep putting one step forward at a time. And sometimes I'm so caught up in like taking these steps forward that before I know it, I'm sprinting and I'm running and I'm like, what's going on, you know, and I get really stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, for me, stress tends to build up pretty like it just builds up and then it kind of explodes, not explodes in a way, but I think for me that I've learned through my experiences with like stress and with like learning how to practice my own personal type of self-care, I've learned that it's okay to let your emotions go sometimes. Like, I tell a lot of my friends this when they're like really stressed, and I say, you know what, if you want to cry, then it's okay to cry. I think that's one of those types of things that I really like to advocate for, because I think that you should really show your feelings. So for me, self-care is just showing my feelings and, you know, acknowledging when I need to cry and acknowledging that it's okay and it's human. And for me, like, you know, letting out those emotions actually makes me feel better at the end. And it kind of gives me a clearer mind. So, you know, like, I think that's kind of how I practice self-care. And lately it's been a little difficult, especially with like school starting and we're back in person. And I'm sure everyone can understand, since, you know, we're kind of entering this new era, even after we already started a new era, like about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's been really difficult to, you know, try and deal with it all, but like I was saying, like, you know, it's okay to have a cry session, you know, it's okay to just binge watch shows, it's okay to go out and buy food if you want to buy food. So those are the types of things that I do, like little things sprinkled throughout my day to show myself that, you know, that I love myself and that I care about myself and to take care of myself.
Yeah, thank you for being vulnerable, Ivy. I appreciate it. I'm pretty sure everyone listening to this can relate to you in many ways. It's almost like how you said you made this metaphor of like you, this stress bundles up until you explode, but it's not like exploding. I think it's until you just can't take it anymore. And that's when the emotions come in. But after those emotions, you're like, fresh breath there. Okay, I can do this, kind of revamp your mentality, you know, taking the time to really sit with those emotions and just help your mental health is super, super crucial. Because you yourself are the only one driving your body and your willingness to do anything. Go to school, go to work, complete assignments, talk to people, all of that. Self-care and wellness is very holistic. I think when you said that, if you have the chance to splurge on whatever it is that you want to do, whether it's, you know, sitting down on the couch and not doing much, sitting in front of the computer, going to the beach, eating, going out to a restaurant, or just sleeping, you know, it looks very different to everyone, but holistically wellness and self-care are different physically, are different mentally, are different socially. But if you two could give an example on just one of those and how you take care of yourself in either of those realms, like let's say physically, like for myself, I like going to the gym. I mean, it's not like I like it, but it feels good when I go and after I leave and I'm like, okay, the adrenaline was up and now I'm tired and exhausted, but it felt good to do something for myself and to be active, especially after being in quarantine for so long where we weren't really going outside or getting much sunlight. But that's something that I like to do to take care of my physical health. One example that you could both give on how it is that you do that?
For myself, since you already said the gym, I'd probably say grocery shopping and meal prepping.
Ooh,
would probably my like right, yeah, top two. And just getting to go to like stores like Costco or like H-Mart or just like just like those simple stores and just getting to buy what I like to eat and what I need to eat. It's really nice. And then just being able to have that food just prepped like any time of the week and just throwing it in the microwave because I'm just tired. And then it just saves a lot of time and effort during the week.
I actually never thought about that as being a form of self-care. But now that you mention it, it is, because I love going to Costco and filling up my fridge and then being able to just cook. So that's really good. Thank you, He. Mm-hmm. For all you Costco lovers out there.
I think for me, I'm also really similar to He in that aspect. You know, like actually the other day I just meal prepped some soup and I really loved how fast and easy it was, especially since I was studying, to just like chuck it in the microwave and like, you know, blast it with heat for 7 minutes and it was like piping hot and ready to go. So I really love that. And then recently also, like, you know, kind of to take care of like my social health as well as like, you know, physical health. I think for me, I've been really liking to do like social kind of sports. So like, for example, like going hiking with my friends, like that's something I really love because that's like able to help me, you know, talk more with my friends, get close to my friends, and also like to help me develop my social skills, you know, kind of like in that way. But also like to help take care of my physical health. And something I've been looking into recently is like tennis, and I don't even know how to play tennis, but I know that it's going to be good for me. And I know that it's like it's going to help me create stronger bonds with my friends, and so I think overall it's just kind of a fun thing to do.
Thank you. Yeah. Trying new things, having fun, getting a sweat in. Yeah. I love it. And I think this comes to remind everyone that, again, self-care is different for all of us. And you can do whatever it is that you want to do for yourself. Being second year students and being a student at UCSD comes with a lot of responsibility, a lot of long nights, a lot of busy nights, busy days. So making sure that you're checking in with yourself, making sure that you're listening to your body when you need to eat, when you need to take a shower. I know during finals week, and I was a student, some students would live at Geisel and like, you know, not shower for 3 days. And, you know, you do you, boo. If you need to study that much, do it. But, you know, taking care of your body, that's a form of self-care. Whether you like to read or not, again, watching TV, I think is a pretty common one just because we all love, well, most of us like, you know, shows that are on those social platforms. But listening to yourself, listening to your body, asking for help if you need it, I've said this in every single podcast I've recorded so far, but shy is expensive. Your mentors are here to help you. We are here to help you. Reaching out to those resources on campus, CAPS. They have really good workshops where you can kind of navigate what it is that self-care looks like, or even talking to someone on a daily basis. And just talking to people in general. Talk to your peers, get to know people, and knowing that it's okay to just be you and do you. Because at the end of the day, again, you're the only one that's driving yourself to complete all of these things that you need to do for yourself. So taking care of yourself is primitive. But I don't want to talk too much. Any last comments or anything that you, Ivy, and he would like to say in terms of like wellness and just kind of like positive thoughts, I guess, to send second year students for their coming weeks? It's already week three, so I'm pretty sure midterms are here. Right. Midterms are here or around the corner. But yeah, any positive thoughts or words of encouragement, comments, anything?
For me, I'd say to my 2YE family, you know, just be yourself and just know that you're enough. And, you know, to be proud of what you've accomplished so far, because everyone is so special and everyone deserves to be happy. So do what makes you happy and you know, love yourself. And yeah, just really embrace who you are as a person, because everyone else will love you for it too.
Yeah, thank you, Ivy.
My advice or my comment might be a little bit weird, but I'd like to say that after like each exam, or before each exam, I mean, I'd just say that you're gonna do this after, do something positive after it. So for me, I say before the exam, I'm gonna go eat some traditional Mexican food after my exam. And so if I'm feeling good, you know, that's a reward for, you know, doing well on the exam. But if it's bad, it's like, you know, this is a picker upper, you know, it's like, yeah, anything to pick you up, of course, and do anything that'll pick you up, like, or reward yourself, but just little things like that.
Yeah, despite how you may be feeling, rewarding yourself for that hard work is always going to be rewarding, right? And good for you. Thank you, He. But yes, folks, make sure to check in with each other, check in with your mentors, with us. Check out the newsletter. It's coming out today on any resources that may be useful for you. We will be having a BWOC presentation next week. It's on the newsletter as well with all the information. And make sure to check in with us at the orientation, which is happening on the 26th of October. We're going to have a meet and greet at the first floor of Center Hall, the green grassy area, right behind the coffee cart. And then the virtual orientation will be through Zoom from 3:30 to 5, where we'll get a chance to just get to know each other, get to know other students from the program and us as professional staff, since we haven't had a formal introduction. But check out Instagram for Mentor Mondays, Wellness Wednesdays, Focus Fridays, and our YouTube page. There's a pretty important presentation that was just posted on there about 2 days ago on resources that you could all utilize. And we have Emma Jo, our current student coordinator, and Andrea, former student coordinator, giving you all those resources. But once again, listen to your body, listen to yourself, listen to that conscience, that little voice in your head that we need to take a break, take the break. And we're here for you. So make sure to tune in for the next podcast, y'all. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.